Blog Talk Radio. instead of arguing about everything, you can just go on and do it and get it over with. Have to save you the time and argue and deal with it later. So, long talk is the beginning. And we're going to go straight into starting the Blog Talk service as well as the Facebook service. Thank you, Mr. Simmons, Leonard, for joining in. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on this night for Blog Talk Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E Ministries. Hey, Bun Bun, thanks for joining in. Hey, Tank, thanks for joining in. Tim, I'm sorry. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the third Monday of the month, like I said, and it's my Monday to do Blog Talk. And normally I just do it by phone, but I decided I would do it by Facebook also tonight. We are going to be talking about allowing Exodus to work into our lives. We're going to be talking on tonight about not just letting some things go, but allowing things to go. We're asking God to exit the situations out of our life. Thank you, Adele, for joining in. I'm at a point in my life, I really don't care what people think or say about me, because I know one thing I've lived to learn. You can't please everybody. You won't please everybody. And to be perfectly honest, you shouldn't even try to please everybody. It is better to obey God than man, because no matter what you do, people are going to find fault in you. No matter what you say, people are going to try to find a word you left out or you mispronounced. Like on today, my son said, Ma, your grandma, you know, he forgot I had a stroke. And I know that when I put up postings on Facebook, I'm going to admit I talk and I type like I talk. And I thank him for coming behind me and correcting some things. So I'm going to hold up right there, and I'm going to allow my sister to pray for us and with us, and then I'll get right back into the program. Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray with us and for us?
Good evening, good evening. Good evening, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and to all the Blog Talk listeners and the Facebook listeners and watchers. I just want to say thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for giving us another day of life to love and to praise and to treasure your name, that you have blessed us with another day. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for each and every person, living thing on this earth. Lord, I thank you for all of them for now. For now, it's the time that we have. Some don't have now. Some did not have this morning. Some did not have yesterday. And some, a lot of us, ain't some. That's about all of us at some point of time in our life, if not still today for now, has taken our life for granted, that the Lord has blessed us with a day that he didn't have to. All we need to say is, Lord, thank you. When we wake up in the morning, say, Lord, thank you. When you go to bed at night, say your prayers and say, Lord God, my Father, I thank you.
Yes.
No matter what we're going through, say, Lord, I thank you, because what you're going through sometimes don't even amount a crumb of a grain of salt, a crumb of a cracker to a lot of some of us that's going through, dealing with these devils and these demons and these hateful people, dealing just with this prejudice and all this nonsense that's going on. We are all one people, no matter what your sex is, no matter what your race is, your religion. God created man from him. We are all one. We need to get along with each other. We need to ask the Lord to help us and teach us and let us learn from our mistakes to get along for him, that he is still blessing us. we need to learn that for each and every mistake that we make, the devil has a smile, because he knows he has something that he can try to use to make us misuse ourselves, to make us misuse each other, to make us misuse our family, our neighbors, our friends, I mean any human being on this earth. Don't let the devil get control of you. We need to pray and ask God to bless us every split second of the day. Split second. Lord, I give honor to you and I ask you to praise us with your blessing. To jump in with your love and to help us to love each other. Lord, we need your blessings. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Lord, I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for Minister Brandon, for Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for all the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, the deacons, the prophets. I thank you for every human being on this earth. Lord, I'm not going to thank you just for me. I'm going to thank you for us all, because all, as of now, we are here to praise and to thank you and to give us the joy and the learning of an understanding that how we need to learn to teach each other, teach ourselves, that we need you, Lord, every day of our lives. We need you. I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I thank you for my spiritual family as well as my bloodline family. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the people I don't know. I thank you for the ones I do know. But Lord, of all, I thank you to bring us up out of this darkness that a lot of us still live in. I need you to bless us and heal us, Lord, no matter what we're going through, financial-wise, job-wise, health-wise, family-wise, your neighbors, just even going through yourself, we have problems on ourselves. Some choose to believe that they are the cause of them being alive today, that they have life. But Lord, they need to learn that without you, we would not have eyes to see, mouth to talk, ears to hear, feet to walk. Yet we need to take all that you have given us and just say thank you, because so many don't have a blessing to hear, see, walk, talk, eat. Some have some missing, but yet they appreciate it and they learn to live well through the blessings and the love of you. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I ask you to bless us all through all that we're going to, and help us learn that without you, there is no tonight. No, there's no tomorrow, that you have brought us up into tonight to right now, Lord. But I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and forever and ever, I bless your name, I praise your name, and I thank you, and I pray for each and every one that you have given life to understand, to tell you thank you. Not just thank you when they receive something, but thank you no matter what, because without you, we would not have. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Amen. Okay, as I was saying, we are at a place in our lives where we have to make a decision. We need to come to the conclusion. We're either going to obey man or we're going to obey God. So I want to play this song for you all. Thank you, Tony, for joining in. Listen to this song, and I'm going to play it briefly, so many minutes of it, and then we're going to go right back into the service, okay? Let's go.
You need me beside you, my Lord, to restore it, my soul. When you become a believer, the spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the whole. Some people's actions are not because of their spirit healing, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul.
Yeah.
I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom with y'all this morning.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
I'm just going to stop it right there because I don't want them to block my video because I don't own the rights to this music. And I just want you all to know that that's why I'm at in my life right now. I'm asking God to deliver me. You know, I have people walk up to me and try to remind me of my past. But I just smile because one thing you can't do is relive something you've already done. So with that being said, God has thrown my past, my sins, in the sea of forgetfulness. And if I be honest, and if you be honest, God has done it for you. You forgot him too. And the only time you remember is when somebody come up to you and say, oh, I remember this. Okay, well, I say get to know me now so you can remember some new things. You don't have to stay in my past because I'm not in my past. You know, we had an old saying, your past is like your, it's behind me. And I'm not trying to relive my past. Anything I've done in my past, that's what it was in my past. If it was important enough, it would be in my future. But if that or them or him is not in my future, that lets you know they played their part. I said earlier, you need to know what season you're in. Thank you, Valerie, for joining in, and Tony and Cedric, thank you for joining in. And Chris, when you realize what season you're in, it's okay. You know, when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, they say they got a special seasoning they put on their chicken. Popeye's got a special seasoning they put on their chicken. Church has got a special seasoning they put on their chicken because their chicken don't only taste nice, especially on Tuesdays, but it swell up too. So when you know what to do with the season, you know, you can use the season as a season in your being in, your age or your spirit or whatever, or the season that you're living in. Know what season you're standing in. Like right now, we're leaving out of summer and to fall. We know what season we're in, but the weather don't seem to know what season we're in. One day it's hot, then it's cold. And I'm saying that to say this. God say, make up your mind. You're either going to be hot or cold. Because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. you have to remember, an idle mind is a playground for the devil. Thank you, John Sanders, my cousin. Love you, baby. I love you so much and miss you for joining in. When you look back over certain things you have done or certain things you have said, you can't take it back. You can't take back something came out of your mouth that you wish hadn't came out your mouth. That's why old folks always say, be careful when you're talking to them. They say, be careful how you talk to me. Be careful what you're saying. Because once you said it, basically it has been put in stone. It's been written on their heart that they're going to always remember that. It's been written up here. They're going to always remember that. So what I'm saying is, when you find yourself where you have done or said something wrong, or you have said something to somebody and it made them feel a certain way or they took it a certain way, there's three words you can use, three words you can say, three words that will help you out in life, whether you're talking to your spouse, your sister, brother, your kid, your boss, your coworkers, your friends, or even try saying it to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and say these three words, count with me. You don't know what them three words can break off. When you begin to tell yourself you're sorry about some things, you can begin to heal. Even if you lost a loved one and you didn't get to say goodbye or I'm sorry, keep before God and let God mend your heart. Let God talk to you. Let God do what he needs to do so that you don't start running from your problems and put yourself in a situation. I was, when I came in from work today, I was really just praying ever since last week. We've lost so many family members and friends and I don't even know how to express it, but we've been through a lot. And just on today, I heard about two other people, friends that I know that I lost. And I'm just saying, God, I trust you. Because, see, when I was growing up and I would be talking to my aunties, uncles, and cousins, and they would say, you know, my family calls me Renee. They would say, Renee, you know, when people lose people like that, you know, I would say, man, they lost this person and that person and this person. They lost three people like that. They said, well, you know, normally when stuff happens like that, when it's close to you, God's trying to tell you something. So what we suggest is that you listen to what God's trying to tell you, because, see, you don't want to, as the old folks say, open your eyes up and find out you should have listened. You don't want to leave here not knowing you did what God told you to do. You put an effort in doing what God told you to do. You know, I once said to my supervisor, you know, you all can't supervise everybody the same way. And she didn't understand what I was saying. And I said, you know, y'all try to treat everybody like an apple, but they may be a banana. You're trying to treat some people like they're grapefruit, but they may be an orange. I say, and the ones you're trying to treat like they watermelon, they may be a prune. You know, and then she understood what I was saying. When you know that you know, you have to get into the place where you say, okay, I know that God is pulling on my spirit. I know that God is pouring into my spirit. I know that God is talking to me. So I need to get to the place that I can hear God. And I may have to sit down, as Prophet Antoine Thomas say, and practice a shut-up ministry and just get to myself. And I have to pull away from people, and I have to pull away from things because my soul is important to me right now. And you can have some things going on with you that you don't share with people. You know how somebody say, oh, they share everything with you. No, people don't share everything with you. They don't tell you everything. A lot of times you hold things back so you don't have to share with people. Somebody's calling me from Wisconsin. I can't answer that call right now. You have to sit back and look and say, okay, I'm not in a place where I could just deal with that. I'm not in a place where I could just talk about that, or I'm not in a place where I'm going to go there. You have to step back and say, okay, I've shown you who I am. You can deal with me on that level. Or if you don't know how to deal with me on that level, I'm going to pray that you learn how to deal with me, and I want you to pray that you learn how to deal with me on that level. When I sat back down today in my favorite chair when I got in from work, I opened my Bible because I was saying, God, I want to talk about Exodus on today. I want to talk about that. I want to just look at it. I know that Joseph made an exodus from the wife. You know, I know that he was running from her because she was trying to seduce him, but she lied on him. I know that there were two twins, Esau and Jacob, and one was sold the birthright of the other one. Hey, Carrie, my sister, thanks for joining in. And the other one ran off. And while he was gone, he had always feared that his brother was going to come at him because he stole his birthright. And I said, okay, God, I remember those two. And I said, well, Lord, it's a book called Exodus. I said, let's read in the, I want to read in the book where Moses exited out of the time of bondage, when he exited out of being not knowing his people because his people were slaves. And I know you're probably saying, what's that got to do with it? When you're caught up in a situation that you don't know how to get out of, or you don't want to get out of, you find yourself like in a slave mentality. You have that yes and boss attitude where you won't say, I'm going to speak up, I'm going to speak out, or I don't have to explain that. I could show you better than I could tell you. You know, I was reading the word, and it was saying how God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let his people go, but God was going to harden his heart. God had to send all these plagues to Pharaoh for him to let him go. But one time God told Moses, oh, he's going to let you go today. After he took the firstborn, after he put some destruction over Egypt, and he put some destruction in Pharaoh's own house. And I'm saying that because with everything that my family has been going through since January, it feels like it's some, like a little destruction. And on today, while I was listening to Pastor Troy Thomas on Facebook, ministering to himself as well as others, and he was playing a song, I said, I shared it, and I told him you was all up in my message for tonight. I sat there and I said, God, since January you took this person. In April came, you took that person. Well, in January you took two family members, one on the 30th, one on the 31st. Then in April you took a family member on the same day my mom died, some years ago. And then you took Kathy from us in April, and you took Eric in May, and since May to September, we've been losing family and friends. And then Joy, we just buried her over the weekend. I said, God, what is all this? And God had reminded me about removing candlesticks. And I said, God, I hope I didn't put anybody up as a candlestick. I said, Lord, really hope and pray. I didn't put anybody up as a candlestick. That's what I just kept repeating in my spirit, and I was saying to God. And God just began to share with me, I don't need you worrying about the power that someone else has. I'm trying to get you to concentrate on the power I'm trying to give you and put in you. I need you to get to a place where when people see you, as Pastor Troy Thomas said, I don't need them to see Ren. I don't need them to see Renee. I don't need them to see Sparkle. I need them to see Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And I said, wow. Wow. So then I had to understand why God was putting in my spirit that he was making me exodus from myself. Because, see, for those of you all that don't know me, I have people that calls me, well, they're not people. If you call me Ren, you family. And you know I'm going to recognize that name and I'm going to talk to you. But if you call me Ren and you ain't family, I'm going to tell you straight up, you don't know me like that. See, that's from family. And when I say family, I'm talking about real family. Well, we was in the same house. We grew up like that. That's you know how they say your family pet name? That's a family pet name. That's not a name I let anybody play with. But if you call me Renee, I know we grew up together. So there's a couple of Renee friends that I need to have removed from my life, okay? A couple of Renee situations I need to have removed out of my life. And, you know, some people call me Sparkle. Now, when you call me Sparkle, I know that's from the bike world. Taste, we was hanging out. A lot of that stuff is changing. God has changed my desires on that. You know, but it's some people that can call me that name that love me and love me for real, and I'm loving back on them. So, if you call me Sylvia, see, that's my government name. That's my professional name. So when I use that name, that means I'm about business. So when you call me Sylvia, that means we're going to be about business. And right now I'm about God's business because I'm ministering to you as Minister Sylvia Kaiser. So when you call me Sylvia, no, it's about some business. So I just wanted to say that to say this. I'm in a place of exodus where I'm not saying I'm not ready to go nowhere. Don't get me wrong. I haven't done what God told me to do, so I'm not ready to leave this world. Let's get that straight. I got to do what God told me to do because at the end of the day, before it's all said and done, only what I do for God is going to last. Only what I do for God is going to matter. Only what I do for God, I have to do on purpose. So therefore, from this point on, I just want to say to family and friends and associates, get to a point in your life where you can have an exodus. Get to a point in your life where you know it's time for exodus. Get to a point in your life where you ask God to create an exodus. Or as Willie Coleman put on a post today, when God is removing some things and people out of your life, that may be his escape route for you. Get yourself in a place where you could use your escape route as your exodus. And I know I said a whole lot within a little time, got distracted a couple of times, or I was just trying to say this so I wouldn't forget. But I'm just saying at a point, just get to the place where when you get on your knees before God, you can say, God, I need an exodus. God, show me how to exit from this place. Because when I go to work, when I go to the show, when I go to the store, when I look up and see the lights, or I'm looking for a sign to tell me what I'm looking for, where I can find it and locate it, what do I see? I see exit signs. And if the world has enough sense, when you go into a place of business to show you the exit, the way out, because you came through the entrance. Get about your father's business and ask him to show you the exit, how to tell someone, teach someone, lead someone to an exodus of the state of mind that they're in. Some of us are dealing with broken hearts. And I'm saying that to say this, if you're dealing with a broken heart, the only one can take you out of that, bring you out of it, and help you through it is God. Don't let anything or anybody around you tell you how long you should mourn, because God will deal with that situation concerning you. Put it before God. Leave it before God. Don't pick it up and bring it back when somebody wants to come over and help you with a pity party or help you with a party of do you remember when. No, you let them know it's certain things you and them are not going to share. It's certain things that I can't share with Troy, Monty, and Antoine, and Freddie, Mia, and Cassandra, and the rest of the Thomases. It's certain things I can't share with them because I don't have a right or a part or knowledge of it. But it's certain things that I can share, excuse me, with myself concerning Joy. We went to Sunday Best tryout. We went to talent shows tryout. We was on a praise team at No Cross, No Crown. We did some things like that. We sung on the boat with the rest of the praise team, Spirit of Chicago, I think that was the name of it. We could share those thoughts that people are aware of, but there are certain things that I deal with Joy that I can only share with myself. It's a place where I'm asking God to teach me how to deal with grief on this level. It was like when I lost my mom, when I lost Apostle Sandra Thomas, when I lost Kathy, when I lost my buddy, one of my dearest friends, Henry Pride, when I lost Niecy. I'm naming these people because these are people that played a great part in my life. Now, don't get me wrong. My other family members, they played a good part. They had a loving part of my life. But these were people that played, you know how they say a major role? Like you had different shows. Yes, Leonard. Joy cometh in the morning. You have certain shows and they only have four or five main characters, but they have guest characters that come along. I have people that have played major roles in my life. For example, Mr. Simmons that's on the line. Simpson, I'm sorry. He played a major role in my life as far as being a union steward. He played a major role. I can call that man and he would always make time for me. Or if he didn't, he would call me back. You have people that play major roles in your life. Then you have people in your life that they just need to be an exodus. They need to be an exit. They don't need to be there. A lot of them are just holding on to the blessing that's laying on your life, to the calling that's laying on your life. Because a lot of times we don't see the calling, or we just take for granted, or we don't understand the calling. Because the Word of God said, many are called, but few are chosen. Know if you are called and know if you are chosen. Know who you are. And if you find out you are the one that's chosen, don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. And don't run from it, because either way it goes, God's on the wheel is going to be done. It's either going to be done with you with one leg, two legs, one arm, two arms, one eye, two eyes, and or he'll give it to somebody else. And, you know, I said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about me. Don't leave me out. Don't let me go. God, don't forget about me. You know, I remember with my cousin, Niecy, we went to put a tape together for Sunday's best. And she sung this song, and this song has been in my heart for many years, a long time. And I never could forget this song. Even when I try to remember other songs, I could never forget this song. And I see that this song has been in my spirit so long because God was giving me an exit then and telling me to take exits. But it was like so much was going on in my life. Some people think deliverance is overnight. No, deliverance is a lifetime. Some people think, well, I got delivered from that. I'm cool. No. God's mercy is new every morning. And if God's mercy is new every morning, that means we need deliverance every morning. Every day is different. The only thing that's not different is the Lord. It's God. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. When this young lady has sung this song, A Special Place in Your Heart, that's right, A Special Place, Leonard. The song was teaching me to let go. And a lot of friends tease me all the time because they say I sing it all the time. Yeah, because I'm allowing God to teach me how to let go of some things. Some things I was holding on to, and some people I was holding on to, and I ain't ashamed to say it. Some people won't tell the truth on themselves, but I'm going to tell the truth. Some things and some people I was holding on to like it was a part of my skin or it was a piece of precious jewelry that I just couldn't and wouldn't let go. And this song has played a part. I had to keep singing this song until I had to let the song get in my spirit. And the song just basically says, let go, let go. And I'm telling y'all, I just cannot explain it no more than that. God is doing a new thing in my life. Thank you, Apostle Cecilia, for joining in. And what God is doing in my life, I love it. I'm eager to see what God is doing, what God is taking me, because I tell you, at the beginning of this year, 2019, God allowed me to move into a house they told me I could never live in. God allowed me to just say, Leonard, great is his mercy, day after day, forever faithful towards us, and he always provides for us. That is so true. Like I was saying, they said I couldn't live in this house. The vehicle I drive, they said I probably could never afford it. But I'm telling you, when I started giving God what was his, you know, the word of God says, give to, I don't want to say it wrong. He says, render to Caesar what Caesar, but give me mine. So when I decided that all of the praise, glory, and honor goes to God, I started giving God his praise, his glory, his honor. I started worshiping him and thanking him with my first fruit. That means when I wake up in the morning, before I did anything, I thank you. When I lay down at night, thank you, Lord. All through the day, thank you, Lord. I begin to give him the praise. And when I started doing that and doing the things that I know God had put in my heart to do, I started seeing things different in my life. Doors started opening. Things started coming my way. And a lot of times I was trying to still be doing certain things, and God was like, no. If you're going to leave it, I'll move it from you. And I thank God for that. And I'm thanking God for all the things that he have moving, the things that God is going to move in me to move out of my way. He's going to keep me from hurting myself, as the song said, that I played for you all a little while ago. Every time it seems like I'm hurting myself, I'm asking God to just be God in my life. If he be my God, I'll be his people. And you all can laugh at me or whatever, but I'm going to try to do this because
I'm just telling y'all, I'm letting go. Whew. I let go everything that blocks my spirit. I've let go of everything that's weighing me down. I'm letting go everything that's blocking my focus. Holy Spirit, I worship. Holy Spirit, I worship. I worship you. I'm just saying, I'm asking God to help me. Thank you, Brian, for tuning in, to let go. And don't worry about what people think. Because if any of you all know me, I'd have never done that on Facebook. But see, I'm not worried about what y'all think no more. I'm worried about what God thinks. I said to God, Lord, if you say it and you tell me to say it, I'm going to say it. Lord, if you send me and you tell me to go, I'm going to go. I'm not worried about what nobody thinks no more, because only God can put me in heaven or hell. I'm not going to allow anybody to put me in or pull me through. Thank you, Lindell, for joining in. When I look back over my life and I look back where I was at in 2006 when I first started experiencing illness in my body, and when I got sick in 2012, when I look back over those things and then I look what God took me to in 2018, how 2012 to 2018, I was off work. I didn't have no income coming in. I lost everything I had, and I had to start over. Look, I spoke on Blog Talk about a month ago. I want to be like Job. I want God to brag on me. You know, for those of y'all don't know the story, go to Job, read the first chapter. When the Satan went with God's son before him, and he had the nerve to tell God he had a hedge around Job. He protected Job. After God told him, had you considered my servant Job? I mean, not only that, by name. God said him by God said to say, consider my servant Job by name. So I took that God was bragging on Job. And I'm saying, I want God to brag on me. I want God to put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to be what God has told me to be. Don't y'all think the devil don't be trying to bring fear? Oh, you going to say that? Yeah, I said it. Because the one thing I do know, if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. I'm not going to run anymore. I'm not going to play anymore. I'm not going to, when I say run, I mean run away. I'm running too. Yes, Leonard. I'm not going to play. I'm going to pray. You know, I'm not going to act like, I'm going to act right. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me, because one thing I do know is I lost everything I had when I got sick. But you know what? God gave you talent. And one thing I couldn't lose, it seemed like, and I couldn't sell and I couldn't give it away, was my motorcycle. God allowed me to keep it. And I say that to say this. He said that his word will be heard in all byways and highways. So when you know your talent or what talent God gave you, use it. So my talent is my motorcycle. It's also a passion of mine. So I would love to meet, they have ministers, I think his name is Haggard Copeland. They ride motorcycles. I would love to meet those men. And it's some women of God that ride motorcycles. I would love to meet them one day. And maybe even have a bike blessing with them, or go to a bike blessing
that they haven't, I would just love to meet them. But I'm saying that to say this. I'm going to use my talent to get God's word out there. Because I don't care if you're in the White House, the crack house, or on those sidewalks. Everybody needs to hear about Jesus. Everybody needs to hear about God. Everybody needs to hear the word of God. Everybody needs to know when he said, I'm not a God of one people, I'm a God of all people. That if you allow God to use you, he will use you. My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I enjoyed talking with you all tonight. I hope you didn't get bored, but if you did, I'm sorry. But I will just tell you what I was asking God for, actually. A way out of depending on the world to help me, depending on the world to lead me and give me what I want and need. I started leaning on God, exiting towards some things that put me right before God, and God had started showing me just from the little things that he keeps his word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And I'm going to tell you that right now, I read that for myself in Numbers, and I can turn to it right now if y'all want to go with me. Let's go to it. So the Numbers, 23? Was that 22? I'm going to find it real quick for y'all. Where am I at? Oh, I got my face turned inside out. That's why I couldn't see it. Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 20 said, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. So I just want to say to you all, I thank you for those of you all that shared. Thank you, Leonard, for all that you've done. Keep me in your prayers. Pray for us at our job, man. Thank you. Because I thank God for my good job that I was able to go back to after 7 years of being off work, after 7 years of not having income or anything, God had them have a job for me when I came. Even though I chose to go into a different department, but the fact is God made them have a place for me. Now that's favor. Not only is it favor, but that's God being faithful. All right? So I'm going to open up the lines on Blog Talk. If anybody have anything to say, I can apostle to say it. I just to open up the Blog Talk line for y'all of you that's on Facebook.
Lines are open.
Telling you all what the Word of God said.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to thank you for the words, and I want to thank you for the magnificent message because it is so true. It is so true. We all need an exit. Your past is the past, and some things, when you look back, you say, Lord, I thank you for exiting me, for letting me enter another door, for letting me enter another life. Because, Lord, I thank you because I know it was you that blessed me to come out of that neck. And that negativity, that's just how bad it was, to bring me to the light, to let me understand you are the way and the only way, because yet I can witness, no matter what it is, the devil will try to bring you down, keep you in that exit zone. But the Lord have brought me out, they have put me back where I am able to go back to work, and yet I didn't think I was going to make it, but yet I still kept my trust, my love, and my faith in the God above, my Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, because I know through all I went through, I left the devil in the background where he belonged and where he deserved to stay. Leave me alone. I have exited your door. I have entered and will forever enter the entrance to my Father God, house in the Son, Lord Jesus, because I know no matter what doubt you try to put in my mind and heart, my Father said, no, enter through the door of joy and love. No matter what you're going through, I can heal you and show you the way and truly believe God has blessed me, and I know he can bless you. I want to say thank you and thank you and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on the line?
Amen. This is Cecilia. I want to thank God for your message on tonight. Thank God for even those that were ministering on Facebook and Minister Sheila. I thank God also that I know Minister Sylvia said that God bragged on Job, and that's very true. But what I love about God is that you can go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and find that he knew Abraham by his name. He knew Simon by his name. He knew Martha by his name. So we can actually take comfort in knowing that God knows us. And not only does he know us by our name, he knows us because he created us in his very likeness, in his image. And what is the name that God knows you by? That's what's so revelatory. What does he know you by? What does he call you? Is he calling you his son, his daughter? What is God calling you? I mean, Simon Peter, what is God calling you? Joseph, what is God calling you? Abraham, Abram, Sarah, Sarai, what is God calling you? I thank you, Minister Sylvia, for reminding us that we not only want God to know our name, but we want to know what God is calling us. And whatever he's calling us is what we need to make sure that we can identify with. And one of the things I want him to always call me by is being Christ-like. So that's all I have, Mrs. Cecilia.
Thank you, Apostle Lex, so much for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that's listening in on tonight that would like to make any comments? Well, I just want to say thank you all that joined in on Blog Talk tonight. I want to say thank you to everyone that's willing to and able to just tune in on Monday night to listen to our Blog Talk and just do every program that we have on Blog Talk. We want to say thank you. We want to say we appreciate you. There's nothing you can do about it. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we know that God's will be done. So we're going to pray, and then I'll give you our final remarks. Father God, we thank you for this evening, O Lord. We thank you for being our God, and we thank you that you have allowed us to be your people. God, give us ears to hear what you're saying to the body of Christ. Give us ears to hear what you're telling us to say to the body of Christ. Give us eyes to see your people when they're in need, when they're in need for love, when they're in need for prayer, they're in need for a hug or just a smile or encouragement. God, give us the will to want to be a servant of the Lord. God, teach us how to love. Teach us how to be obedient. Teach us, God, how to pray. God, I just say, God, I love you in the morning. I love you in the noonday. And I love you in the evening. And I'm sure that all the saints of the Lord says the same thing. God, for we love you so. We're asking you, God, to just keep us focused. Keep us planted in your peace. God, we thank you. And we just want to say, don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen and good night.